Chazal says, "Zeichen Nishma Bachaches L'Sharim B'Vam Yehuda Masechet Beya Daf Gimel." Frank the Gemara, it's understandable why the others didn't say like Rav Nachman's answer because of the question that he was left with. Meaning, with the Gemara asks, why not say that the Machlokes is regarding the chicken and the egg? It's also understandable why the others didn't answer like Rabba, because maybe they don't hold over the issue of Hanocha. However, why didn't Rabbi Yosef answer like Rabbi Yitzchok that it's a gzeira to prevent drinking juice that flowed from a fruit on Yom Tov? Gemara says he holds that an egg, which is a solid, would not be confused with juice, which is a liquid, and therefore a gzeira would not have been instituted for that reason. Fact number, why didn't Rabbi Yitzchok answer like Rabbi Yosef? He says that eggs are more comparable to juices because they are both totally enveloped in another substance, the juice is in the fruit, the egg is in the chicken. This is different than Rabbi Yosef's comparison to the fruit itself, which is not enveloped in anything. Zok the Gemara, we can determine that Rabbi Yechanan also held a Rabbi Yitzchak because he posed the following contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda from one Mishnah to another. A Mishnah says that juice that flows from fruit by itself on Shabbos is also to drink. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the fruit was meant to be eaten, the juice is mutter. It will not lead him to squeeze the fruits because they were meant for eating, not for drinking. If they were meant for squeezing, then the juice is aser. Rabbi Yechanan said, we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that food separated from food meant to be eaten is mutter. A second Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says that an egg born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah may be eaten on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because he considers them to be two separate kedushas. And this would seem to mean that Rabbi Yehuda would say it's also to eat the egg on the first day. Rabbi Yechanan said that we must change the views of the Mishnah so that Rabbi Yehuda actually says what the Tanakhama said and vice versa. Now from the fact that Rabbi Yechanan said that these statements contradict each other, it must be that he holds that the reason to say the egg is aser on Yom Tov would be because it's a gzeira to prevent one from drinking juice that flowed by itself from a fruit. That would be the reason Rabbi Yehuda would say it's aser to eat the egg on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Yet we see that he doesn't apply the gzeira even in regard to the fruit itself, when it's not likely to lead to squeezing a fruit. Therefore, he would surely allow one to eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. We see that Rabbi Yechanan holds of the reason of Rabbi Yitzchak. Ravina answered the contradiction that in the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is saying to the Rabbanon, according to me, one may even eat the egg on the first day, but even according to you, at least agree that he can eat the egg on the second day because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two separate kedushas. The Rabbanon respond that they hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are one kedusha, that the egg may therefore not be eaten on either day. Ravina, the son of Rav Ula, said the second Mishnah is discussing a chicken that's intended to be left alive to lay eggs. The reason Rabbi Yehuda says the egg may not be eaten is because he holds of muktzah. Fact number, Braisa says an egg laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov may not be moved for any reason, but may be covered with a keli to protect it. Now, in the case of Sofik, the egg is aser. If it gets mixed up with 1,000 other eggs, they're all aser. Now, according to the Rabba, it would make sense why the Braisa would say that in the case of doubt, in the case of Sofik, it's aser. But according to Rabba, it's a Sofik de Braisa. He learns that the Halacha of Achana from a Pasuk. However, according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yitzchak, it's only a Sofik de Rabbanon because they hold it's only a Gzeira, and it should therefore be mutter because it's a Sofik de Rabbanon. Morris said that part of the Braisa is discussing where the egg comes from a chicken that's a suffix trefa, which is suffix deraisa, and that's why it's also when it gets even in the case of suffix. Frag the Gemara, the latter part of the Braisa says that if the egg gets mixed with other eggs, they all become aser. If the Braisa is discussing a suffix, whether the egg was laid on or before Yom Tov, would make sense why all the other eggs in the mixture would become aser, because since the suffix egg is destined to become mutter after Yom Tov, and Aloha is that anything that's aser but is destined to become mutter, meaning a davashesh l'matirim, makes the item that it gets mixed in aser as well, for as long as it's aser. However, if the suffix of the brice is a suffix trefa, then it's not something that will become mutter, and therefore shouldn't make a mixture aser as long as the mixture contains a majority of mutter items. And don't try to answer and say that a trefa egg will not become bottle since it's considered to be a significant item, the davar chashuv, because an egg is only sometimes sold by the piece, and there's machlokes whether an item that is only sometimes sold by the piece becomes bottle or not. So according to the view that it does become bottle, why does the egg of the brice make the entire mixture aser? So our papa answered, the Tana of the Braisa follows the view of another Braisa that an item which is even only sometimes counted by item will make an entire mixture also, even if the item itself is only also derabbanan, and surely if it's also deraisa. This other Braisa brings the machlokes to Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yeshua says that dried figs of truma derabbanan that were placed at the mouth of a keli, and there are even 300 times this amount of figs in mouths of other kelim, the truma will not become bottle, even though it's only derabbanan, because the mouths of the kelim are considered items which are counted, and therefore they don't become bottle. The time of the first price to mention will hold like Rabbi Yeshua, as explained by Rabbi Yehuda.